Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
48446.
And could I please have your first and last name?
Larry Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T.
Thank you. Let me see here. And bear with me one moment while I get that pulled up. So I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Last four digits?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm calling because this charge seems kind of odd to me, and I'm trying to figure out what this charge is for.
Okay. Well, this is a third-party call center, and we would have to get the information pulled up to further assist. So with
you're not a company that's selling something.
Right, this is a third-party call center, and we assist with the calls for the company that sells the product. So I would have to get the information pulled up first, and then I'll be able to further explain what you're charged for once I have it located.
All right, what do you need?
I would need the last four digits of the card that was charged since I didn't see your name come up with the zip code.
3299.
Thank you. What is the amount of the charge you have?
$59.89.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Okay. And that was 3299, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I still didn't see your name come up with the last four digits of that card at all here. Do you know if that information would be under a different name, maybe of someone else in your household?
Well, as far as I know, no.
Okay. Well, I can also...
That's why I'm trying to find out what this is, because it doesn't... It's something, obviously, that I don't think that I ordered, and I got another bill for something this morning that's very similar looking. It's a different amount, but... So I'm trying to find out what has actually been ordered, or if this is like a monthly service or something. You know what I mean? I don't know, a subscription of some sort. I'm trying to find out what the heck this is.
Okay, well, I can also try to get it pulled up if you're able to provide me with the first six digits of the card that was charged.
The first what?
The first six.
The first eight?
The first six.
419488.
Thank you. And let's see. Okay. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
1980 Millville Road, Lapeer, Michigan.
Thank you. I'm waiting on this to load. One quick moment. Okay, so I do see here that you were charged for the Bitehub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a Makia tool set in a raffle.
Okay, so now it's kind of starting to make sense. It was a scam then, more than likely. All right, so this was purchased. You have to tell me again what this was.
It's an app that goes on your smartphone. It's called ByteHub, and it is a meal
I'm
plan
sorry, I
app.
couldn't hear what you said. It's called what?
ByteHub, like you're taking a bite, and
Bite
Hub,
Club?
HUB.
Bite Hub.
Yes. And it
Okay.
is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, cut out sugars and carb cravings, and basically guide you to a healthier lifestyle. But while you have that app, you are entered in the raffle for the chance to win the Makita tool set.
Okay. All right. Now, is this something that's kind of recurring, or
Yes,
is there periodic charges for this?
it does renew.
So when does it renew?
It renew every month, but you've only been
Okay.
charged for 1 month.
And the monthly renewal is $59.
Yes, but I can reduce the price of that app to $20, so it's at a
No,
discount.
I want the thing off completely. I want it canceled. I don't want it.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and get that
Period.
canceled for you.
I think what is possibly is I got something through Home Depot saying something about a tool, whether it was Makita, I don't remember, and it was a questionnaire thing or something. I don't believe it was any kind of an app thing. And I don't know if that's what it was or not. I don't know exactly what the date was for that. But I'm going to end up calling my bank and disputing this charge because I don't know if that was it or if it was something else. It's obviously whatever the email that I got in from I don't know how was this generated. Do they send you an email on this or something to enter this raffle?
So usually that charge is created through receiving like an email or doing a survey, letting you know you have the chance to win that tool set in the raffle. That's usually how the charge is created. And in the terms and conditions, that's where it states about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that ByteHub app and that you'd entered in the raffle for the chance to win the Makita tool set. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. What I can do as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Well, that'd be fine, because otherwise I'm calling to dispute this, because it was obviously, I got something, like I said, from what I recall, I had gotten an email, it looked like from Home Depot, pertaining to my Home Depot Pro account.
Okay.
And it was a question, and I believe it was a questionnaire thing, but I don't remember, I do not ever recall putting anything in there with any of my debit card information. I wouldn't have put anything for my debit card information in there. So I'm not exactly sure how this ended up getting charged, but if I don't get a refund, I'm definitely calling to make a dispute with my bank.
Okay. And was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
No, that would be all. I just want to make sure this gets canceled and whatever can be refunded, be refunded.
Okay, well, I completely understand, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Do you have some kind of a verification number on the cancellation and any kind of refund amount?
Sure. So that'll be $55 even, and I can give you a cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
That is 724-032.
Okay.
3266.
Okay. All right, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye bye.